USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says, don't come. That's the message from President Biden Tuesday as the Department of Homeland Security estimates that the number of attempted illegal crossings at the southern border will reach the highest level in more than 20 years. In an interview with ABC News, the president telling migrants not to make the journey to the border.
I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, don't leave your town or city or community.
Biden also said that the current surge could be worse than the one in 2019 that prompted the Trump administration's policies to clamp down on the border. And a report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the result of November's presidential election. The report says the Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. It does say that neither country attempted to interfere with election infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that there would be no support from GOP senators for a tax increase being considered by the Biden administration. The White House is reportedly looking at the first significant tax increase in nearly 30 years, a package that's expected to include an increase in the corporate tax rate, something Representative Nancy Mace says would be horrible for American workers. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the tax hike would lead to a job exodus from her state.
Well, we hear the buzzwords, right? Paying their fair share, taxing the rich. What we're going to do, I mean, who do you think pays that bill? Hardworking Americans pay that bill. That money doesn't show up out of nowhere, and that's off the backs of hardworking Americans. I look at like a state like South Carolina, where we have Boeing in South Carolina there. They bring jobs there because of our low tax rates. And what the Biden administration is going to do is they're going to see an exodus. These jobs are going to go overseas where there's a lower corporate tax rate for many companies that do business around the world. And that's not putting America or American workers first.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The immigration crisis on the southern border is attracting people from all over the world, according to the House Minority Leader. Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Biden administration will use a detention center in Dallas, Texas, to house 3,000 illegal migrant children between the ages of 15 and 17. By the end of the year, it's estimated that 117,000 solo minors will enter the United States. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, and 12 of his Republican colleagues went down to the border on Monday. McCarthy saying that one of the things they're seeing is it's not just people coming from Central American countries, it's people coming in to the United States from all over the world.
Yeah, they're from Central America. Do you know who else? Iran, Yemen, Sri Lanka. When I walked through the facility, there's more Haitians than any other nationality I saw. And why were they coming now? You ask the border agents, they were shocked themselves because they're being released into the country.
The brackets are set for this year's edition of the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, but the schedule might be a little flexible. Tournament organizers say that if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16, they will swap the days that that game is played. The Cougars would play their regional semifinal game on Sunday, March 28th. However, that would violate the Mormon school's policy that prohibits competition on a Sunday. If that happens, the East would swap days with the Midwest region, meaning the East games would then take place on March 27th. BYU last made it to the Sweet 16 in 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.